Hello, I'm Valentine. Welcome on Radio Sham. Today, we will meet few contributors from different countries and regions of the world. They are here to talk to us about their scholar system and how France can be inspired to improve its system.
Hello everyone. Today, we are going to talk about the American education system and compare it with the French system, want to see what we should learn from it. My name is Anaïs and I'm with my friend.
Hello, my name is Rose and I am going to talk about the Irish education system. So the Irish education system is more flexible than in France because school lasts less hours, but also with the transition year, which is an optional one-year program, provide real-world experience.
I share your view on that point. American schedule is also flexible with more free time than in France for extracurriculum activities. And in France, it is more rigid, fixed and heavy schedule.
In the US, grades are given with letter from A to F. A means excellence and F means failure. Whereas in France, grades are given on a scale from 0 to 20.
I share your grading system because in Ireland they are grading in the same name.
The American system, the subjects are mandatory with math, science, English and social studies, like in France with math, French, history, languages and physical education. In the United States, you can also choose optional courses such as art or music and extracurricular activities with sports or debate. And in French, you can choose in high school specialization in, for example, literature or philosophy.
However, there are similarities in both states concerning the school's price between public school and private school, where it's more expensive.
But also in Ireland, students are encouraged for their independent thinking and creativity, whereas in France it's more academic. That's why students are very anxious. But also students in France have many exams and strict grading. Moreover, in France there is not a big importance of extracurricular activities, contrary to Ireland. And the students have much more freedom in the choice of subjects after the certificate, which is an examination to enter to higher education. So Irish education is more flexible and less stressful. However, Irish and French education are very similar with the same subjects, for example.
To conclude, we can say that we can learn a lot from the American school system by giving more freedom and flexibility to students. There is also more diversity in the student educational activities.
So it's Valentine again, and I also talk about the English system. So in English system, students take responsibility for their learning and manage their time. So to improve French system, we can give students more choice and responsibility from middle school to increase the independence and the motivation. We can also diverse teaching method with creative hands-on method such as project and outdoor learning. In English system, there is also a mentorship system. So each student has a mentor to support their academic and personal growth. So in French, to improve the system, we can create a mentorship system to better support students, especially those in need. English system focus on the well-being of the students with psychological support and stress management program. So in France, we can develop more programs to support the mental well-being of French students. And we can also learning foreign language from very young age with starting teaching foreign language earlier and in a more interactive way. So even if we can change some point on the French system, it is not that bad.
Thanks. Now we will listen what Commonwealth country thinks to improve the French education system.
Hello everyone, My name is Elliot and I'm an Australian student that came to France like 3 years ago.
Hello everyone, I'm Enzo. I'm a Canadian student and I live in Canada for the biggest part of my year.
Hello, I'm Lilu and I studied in India.
And I'm Lisa and I went to study in New Zealand 5 years ago.
So I wanted to tell you a few words about the hours in France. So you have many hours in French and we don't have too much in Australia. But I think that too many hours prepares to adult life and it's a good point.
In Canada, you have only class in the morning, so that lets you time for extracurricular activities like sport and cultural activities.
In India, they have less periods than us. They start school at about 8:30 a.m. and they finish to 2:30 p.m.
In my opinion, a French school system could take an example from our school system, since, for example, in New Zealand, they also work in the morning, so pupils have time for other activities, just like in Canada.
Compared to France, you can choose 80% of your subjects in Canada, so it's easier to learn.
The Indian curriculum is like France. Pupils study PE, science, social studies, mathematics, English and arts.
Same for New Zealand. Most of the school subjects are mandatory except for Maori courses.
About exams, it's difficult to pass with flying colors. Most of the time you pass with scraped tiles.
In New Zealand, there's the NCEA, the National Certificate of Educational Achievement, which is the equivalent of the baccalaureate in France. And during the school year, there aren't that many tests.
In Australia, we don't have many exams, but the ones we have are really hard. Like, for example, the PTE Academic or the TOEFL that rank students about their English levels.
I also wanted to talk about the atmosphere in the class. In New Zealand, the work is done by peers, and it's like that almost every time in the year.
In Australia, we neither have the worst atmosphere, neither the best. We just work alone almost every time, but it doesn't make us a worst atmosphere.
As in New Zealand, in Canada, the atmosphere is more easy to learn because of the relationship between teachers and students, which is proximity.
In India, you have to put up with poor learning conditions, such as overcrowded classroom, a lack of toilets, a lack of qualified teachers, and underfunded infrastructure.
Let's talk about the costs. If you want a great education in Australia, you will have to pay tuition fees of like 30,000 euros per year. So that's much, but if you want a great education, you have to pay this.
In Canada, state schools are free, and in private school you have to pay, and that's really expensive to extra-national.
In India, the main problem is that in low-income families, many children drop out school to financially support their families. They have to work.
And in New Zealand, it's pretty much the same as Canada. State schools are free, but private schools are really expensive and not everyone can attend there.
As far as girls are concerned, the access to education is difficult. They face more difficulties due to early marriages or domestic responsibilities. I didn't realize that the education in other countries is limited. Like in India, where women's rights are very... We have to be thankful because of the open-minded school we have.
I just can't go along with this sexism.
It was awesome, but let's see what North European countries think to improve the French education system.
In Sweden, the students have less pressure and the emphasis is on personal progress.
You're right, I'm a Finnish student and I noticed that in France there is a huge focus on exam and baccalaureate. Like French students' lives depends on it.
In Iceland, mental health is a priority with less pressure on grades.
Furthermore, grading system in Denmark only starts at the age of 14. That encourages learning for understanding rather than performance, contrary to France, where the pressure of grades starts in early years.
In Iceland, there is also a more personalized learning approach.
Besides, in Finland, the curriculum is more flexible, which develops critical thinking.
In France, have a wide choice of course. Students can move toward general, technological or professional paths, depending on their profile.
To continue, Iceland values extracurricular activities and shorter school days, which reduce stress. In my opinion, France should offer more sports, arts and hands-on projects while improving the school schedule.
Well, that's right. On the opposite, in my country, students have more time in the day for extracurricular activities like sport or music, which create a much better balance in studies and personal life for the students.
However, France has better universities and prestigious higher education.
In Sweden, autonomy that can destabilize some students. Students are encouraged to be very autonomous, which is not sustainable for everyone.
I side with you on this point. It's way less focused on performance and it makes it harder to measure the progress of the students.
And needless to say that Scandinavian countries allow the same opportunities for everyone as there is no school fees.
Whoa, what good ideas. But now let's see what Central European countries think about that.
Hello, my name is Amy and I'm from Switzerland.
Hello, my name is Anayel and I come from Netherlands.
Hello, my name is Lou and I represent Belgian school system.
And my name is Louis and I represent Germany and its education system.
First, all four countries have similar system as France.
General structure of education with three main levels: preschool, primary school and secondary education.
Indeed, education is compulsory until the age of 16.
Whereas in the Netherlands, there is only two main education: primary education from 4 to 12 years old, and secondary education from 12 to 18 years old. Together, we see that our country have similarities, but not in France. For example, in France, school days are more long than in the Netherlands. That's why some students are exhausted in France.
In France, high pressure from exam causes stress for students, unlike in our country where grades are less important than in France.
Except Germany, where pressure starts at an early age. To my mind, the German education system is higher in many point of view. Indeed, the German education system is the best on vocational education and allow a stronger link between education and employment. So I think France must be improved on this point.
In France, we have a rigid system with few options to switch between streams. Teaching is often lecture-based, leaving little room for active learning and student participation. However, in Belgium, we have a more flexible system with pathway between streams and more personalized approach, more varied pedagogy, encouraging group work and active participation. French school systems is not only bad, there are positive aspects like
In France, after primary school, last of 3 years, students had to go to junior high school for 4 years and then move on high school, which prepares students for the back exam, while in the Netherlands, they don't have the step of junior high school to prepare them.
Germany offers some course in English, but proficiency in German is often required, whereas in France, this is generally more flexible with the English language program.
In Switzerland, there is only two paths after high school, whereas in France, there is a wide range of specialized high school, like technologic or general.
In France, we have a high academic level, which prepares students well for higher education, and in Belgium, is less centralized curriculum, which can create differences in educational standards between schools.
In conclusion, every country are not perfect and have their advantages and disadvantages. France have a good educational system, but it can improve to become better.
Thanks. Now we will listen what best European country thinks about that.
Hello, my name is Samuel and I'm presenting Italian education system.
Hello, my name is Yanis and today I'm going to present the Spanish school system. And to begin, I'm deeply convinced that the Spain system has a problem because it hasn't got any music classes. And I think it's abnormal because music is a huge source of general culture.
I agree with that. And to improve the French education system, we can give more freedom for teachers because Italian teachers can choose the curriculum.
I also question that the fact that There is less vacation in the Spanish education system. It means longer period and so more stress for students because vacation are a reset button for students.
Moreover, In Italy, there is less school hours per day than French school hours.
To finish, I can't help thinking that some diplomas are easier to get in Spain, such as physiotherapist. So it's a great thing, because it allows to have less unemployment.
I hold the same opinion, and in Italian school there is less pressure on exam, because Italian students have more exam during the school year, so they are not stressed when they will pass an exam.
To conclude, exploring the differences between the French education system and those of other countries has been a fascinating presentation. I would like to thank everyone that participated to this presentation, and I hope it will help you understand how scholar system work.